Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners, a warm welcome to a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Christ, the Son of God, in the prophetic word through his teaching prophetess and emissary, Gabriella, reveals to us during the great time of change details of his mighty presence in Jesus of Nazareth. He said the following to this, I am the Christ of God, the way, the truth, and the life. I am the truth, and the truth which I am shines in countless facets into this world. We are glad that we may read to you today from a chapter in this work of Revelation. First, we will read from a widely unknown gospel of Jesus that is then explained, corrected, and deepened in the following by Christ himself via the prophetic word of our time. We continue our reading in chapter 20 under the title, The Return of the 72. And he turned towards his disciples and said to them in confidence, Blessed are the eyes which see what you see. For I tell you, many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see and have not seen it, and wanted to hear what you hear and have not heard it.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. I am in God, your Father and mine, the Son of God and God in the eternal four powers of creation. The words, blessed are the eyes which see what you see, mean, I, the Son of God, the co-regent of the heavens, was in the earthly garment among the people. Blessed was the soul in an earthly garment that recognized me, the Son of God, in the earthly garment. The person saw me only as I was, as a man among men. The souls of the blessed ones recognized in me the image of the eternal Father. Many who came to this earth after my physical death heard me through the mouths of prophets. However, I no longer spoke directly to them, for the one who no longer has a physical body no longer has a human voice either. Then there is a need to transmit the word of God through prophets. The inner vision, too, is only indirect and not direct. It is as people see it in the three-dimensional world. After my physical death, as well as at the present time, I gave and give the word of life through the mouths of prophets, so that my own can find their way to me and attain bliss and behold the Father face to face after their physical body passes away. And so the one who fulfills the words of life will, after his physical death, behold the Father and know him. He will be in him consciously, just as I know him and am in him. But the one who only hears or reads my words and does not integrate them into his life will neither feel the Father within himself nor behold him after his physical death and will not know him either. For the eternal is the law of life. The one who does not keep it is spiritually dead. Only that soul and that person who accept my word and live accordingly are consciously in the Father. They will become his image again. As it was at the time of my earthly life, so is it also at the present time. During my earthly life, I, the Christ in Jesus, physically stood before my apostles and disciples as the image of the Father. But most of those who followed me and saw me did not recognize me. Only a few of the apostles and disciples perceived me, the Christ in Jesus. As it was at that time, so is it also in this era. Christ can be seen only by those who have opened their spiritual eyes through a life according to the eternal law of love. To many people, I brought the message of the heavens and spoke to them about my coming as Christ. However, only a few understood the message of salvation. Among other things, they wanted no Messiah in the person of a simple man, of Jesus of Nazareth, who was a son of the carpenter Joseph. For they wanted a king on earth who would relieve them of their burdens without their doing anything for it. Many people heard me, the Nazarene, speak, and yet they did not hear me because they saw only the Nazarene and heard only the words of the Nazarene. They did not grasp the word of God that spoke through me, the Nazarene, because they heard only Jesus, the Nazarene, and not God through his Son in the garment of the earth.
The Spirit of the Christ of God continues to reveal the following. In this era too, my word flows in the fullness through the incarnated part ray of divine wisdom. A human child among the people who bears in herself the closeness to God. The unity with the Eternal Father in her is recognized just as little as I, too, the Son of Man among the people, was once recognized. It is an old concept of man that each of his fellow men should be just as he himself is. Thus, many people make differences only between outer wealth and poverty, but not between inner wealth and the poverty of the soul. They cannot recognize or distinguish inner processes. For this reason, they see every person from the perspective of their human ego. To them, their fellow man has only the significance which their ego attaches to him. This is why the emissaries of God in the earthly garment are not recognized, and the words of life that flow through them are accepted only by a few as being the word of God, the law of life. Thus, the word of the Eternal through the emissaries of God in the earthly garment is for many people only the word of man, and yet it is and remains the word of God sent to man through his emissaries. In the Gospel of Jesus, we read the following. Blessed are you in the inner circle who hear my word and to whom the mysteries are revealed, who do not imprison or kill any innocent creature, but seek the good in all, for to such belongs eternal life.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. I explain the statement, blessed are you in the inner circle who hear my word and to whom the mysteries are revealed. The one who knew how to listen to the word of the Father through me, his Son in the earthly garment, Jesus, also lived accordingly. He was truly blessed and entered the inner circle of my flock and was in me consciously, and I in him, as the light of the world. Verily, the blessing flowed in abundance through me, Jesus, to many people and to my apostles and disciples. In a similar way, the blessing, the word of the I Am, flows at the present time through the part ray of the incarnated divine wisdom. It is given to all people and flows again today in the inner circle to those who gather around my holy word. I give it through the person in whom the being of light is incarnated, whom I have sent to the people in today's time at the beginning of the mighty turn of time, so that they may hear my word through her and live accordingly. And as they actualize my holy word, which I teach them once more, and keep my commandment to love one another selflessly, as I, as Christ, love them, they will again be my true disciples, the sons and daughters of God, who consciously prepare my coming. As Jesus of Nazareth, I taught the eternal laws to my apostles and disciples. The so-called mysteries were revealed to the one among them who actualized my teaching, because the veils of the human ego fell from him, and he thereby lived in the truth. In a similar way, I, as Christ, now teach again the law of love through the incarnated part ray of divine wisdom. The one who actualizes it uncovers the eternal law. His veils of egocentricity dissolve, and soul and man then stand in the light of the truth. Everything is made manifest to people in the spirit, because they fulfill the law of life. Today, I teach the path to selfless love in all its details and lead all willing people who are ready to let go of their human ego in order to become divine into the kingdom of God that is in every human being.
Christ continues to reveal through the prophetic word, only the soul and the person who are filled with my spirit keep what I have commanded them. People of the Spirit will not take or hold captive innocent creatures, much less kill them. The one who lives in the truth knows that the infinite love prevails and is effective in every creature. People in the Spirit of Truth live with nature and all its creatures. On the path to the heart of my Father, I teach people to recognize themselves, to accept themselves as beings from God, and to find the good in all people and in everything that comes towards them. The one who recognizes his true being keeps the commandment of commandments. Love one another selflessly, as I have loved you as Jesus and love you as Christ. My teaching is the law of life. The one who actualizes it is filled by the Spirit of the Father and lives in me, the Christ. All those who keep the commandment of commandments live in me, and I act through them. For through them I fulfill what is revealed, the kingdom of God on this earth. Mankind stands in a great turn of time. I, Christ, prepare my coming and pass on my message through sons and daughters of God who are in the mission of a task in my redemption, so that many may find their way to me and become one under the outspread mantle of universal life. For God is universal life, universal being.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we continue to read the following. Blessed shall be those who abstain from all things received through bloodshed and killing, and practice justice and righteousness. Blessed are you, for you will attain bliss. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. At the turning point from the old time to the new era, from the time under the influence of the causal law to the era of light, I give my revelations from all seven basic rays of God through the part ray of divine wisdom. A mighty ray band of the eternal truth flows through the divine wisdom to the people. Once more, my thinking and living as Jesus of Nazareth is given to them to understand. I also teach again the laws of life and their lawful application to all those who build upon me, the Christ. The one who actualizes them begins to have a fulfilled life and is a fellow builder of the kingdom of peace of Jesus Christ, which was announced by prophets and enlightened ones in past epochs. Verily, verily, blessed are those who follow me, Christ, by fulfilling the commandment of commandments. They will neither bind nor kill. They will practice justice and righteousness so that peace will be among men. For the time has come in which I gather from all four winds those who strive to keep what I have commanded them. Know that despite my instructions and teachings, still many people will destroy themselves through their causes, which they repeatedly create despite knowing better. Yet their souls remain preserved by me, the Redeemer. All those who, despite knowing better, disregard the commandments of life, will remain at my left side until they have accepted me and received me, the Redeemer, and find and keep peace and love within themselves, thus becoming the law of love. Then they will change from the left to the right side, and will be with me until all souls, whom I will bring back to the Father, as the image of God, stand at my right side.
Dear listeners, that was a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Thank you for listening. We will be very happy to greet you again to our next reading. Goodbye and greetings in God.